Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com.
Oh, here we go, boys.
Go.
Ooh, I love that sound. This is a good one.
Welcome everybody to the Full Scale Outdoors Podcast. I'm Dale Luganbill. This week's recap and rant. So this past weekend, Saturday morning, went and did some scouting. I'm not going to say pre-fishing because I didn't actually fish, but we drilled a lot of holes and we did a lot of camera work on Green Lake, which is our next event with the Minnesota Made Outdoors Ice Fishing Tournament League. Hey, I'm getting better at that. So we drilled a shit ton of holes, did a lot of camera work, found some bluegills, and then went roaming around and got a good idea of how the crappie bite is going to be. And I don't think we're going to have big weights. So like on Clearwater, the last one, Joel and I won with 10.92, which is a pretty respectable bag. I mean, that's pretty good fish. You're not going to see weights like this out of Green. I mean, I could be wrong. I mean, unless somebody else has got them figured out way better than I do. But that's so far, that's what I've found. I'd like to get out there again if I can, but I'm not sure that's going to happen because Saturday we have a giant event out on the same lake a day before. I'm going to get to that in a little bit. So, after scouting, we decided to go check out a different area lake. I was up with my buddy Austin. He was helping me scout and doing some camera work while I drilled and kind of going over maps. And so we decided, well, let's go catch some fish, but not on this lake. I don't want to burn this one out or give away any spots. So let's just head off to a different lake. And so we head to a lake that we have fished before many times. It's known for pretty good sized fish. And we went out there and they were, they were finicky and kind of few and far between. But we did catch a few real good bluegills, like real good. And we did pick up a few crappies, and we tried to bounce around, tried a couple different spots, and then kind of ended up going back to the one spot where we knew there was fish. And they just seemed to be really spread out, and the fish you did find were pretty finicky. So you had to really work for them, which, even though it wasn't the lake that we were, we're not pre-fishing it for an event, any fishing is good exercise, especially when you're dealing with a tough bite. Because, you just have to exercise those muscles, right? The triggering fish to bite. And finicky fish, for as much as we like to just put the Vexlar down or the Markham or whatever unit you have there and just see, what we call a Christmas tree, where the thing is just lit up and there's just fish everywhere and you drop your jig down and they're racing up to meet it and it's just lights out and you're just slinging fish everywhere. Yeah, that's fun. But what are you learning? You're not really learning anything. So the silver lining of a tough day of fishing was we got to, you know, experiment with some things and try, you know, what was working. And it's information like that that can you can actually take to a different lake, and you know, that can help you do better, whether it's a tournament or just fishing in general, you know. So that's, keep that in mind if you're having a tough day. You know, use that as a motivation to stick it out and really try to, you know, try some things, try some different things, try things you wouldn't normally try, and see if you can't trigger those negative to neutral fish into biting, because it'll definitely serve you in the long run. And then Saturday night, we had a flight companion here. If you are unfamiliar with the flight companions, feel free to download and listen to the latest edition of the Full Scale Outdoors podcast, Flight Companion. So what we do, just give you a heads up if you haven't listened or this is new to you. We have a panel of four people, and a beer flight is four beers. So each person will bring a different brew to share, and we taste them. We give our opinions on them. And then in between, you know, we're supposed to talk fishing and hunting and some other random outdoor stuff, but it's pretty loosey-goosey. It's my show. I do what I want. We talked about a lot of different things, and even did talk about fishing from time to time. Basically, it's your bar talk, right? It's the stuff you talk about with your buddies when you're drinking, cockamamie ideas, and who knows. It's whatever comes up. It was a really good time, a lot of laughs. I really had a good time. But we didn't have four. We had four planned. One guy couldn't do it, then we found another fourth, and then it turns out he couldn't do it, and I found another fourth, and then he couldn't do it. So we ended up having a three-panel flight companion, and instead of having four beers, we had five beers. So, yeah, and they were all strong beers. So by the end of it, which this was an almost five-hour podcast, which I still can't believe, because it just goes so fast when you're having a good time like that. With good dudes, but I had Tony Tessing of Hometown Heroes Outdoors as a guest, and I also had, why am I drawing a blank? Oh, yeah. Sorry, Doug. Doug Glimmerbean from the SmackDown Outdoors podcast. I think there's some lingering effects of the alcohol. I'm actually down where we recorded, and I have not cleaned up after ourselves, so there's still a pile of empty bottles and cans in front of me, and I think I'm slightly distracted, and maybe some PTSD is kicking in. That's very possible. So, yeah, so check that out, and that's what we did. But they were going to go fish on Mille Lacs. I was going to go scout or pre-fish green some more, but instead, somehow, and again, I'm blaming the alcohol, I got talked into going to Mille Lacs and fishing with them, which sounded like a pretty good idea. So I went up there, and I hadn't been, one of the big things, and even when I woke up the next day, I was like, I probably should, like the competitive nature of me was like, you probably should go pre-fish green, get a better idea, maybe you missed something. But then I was like, man, I haven't been to Mille Lacs yet, and it'd be cool to share some ice time with these cats, and so I ended up doing that. We went up to Mille Lacs and went to some of my allegedly tried and true spots, and we caught a fish. That's right, one fish. It was couldn't even bring it home to eat. Because on Mille Lacs, it's a 21 to 23-inch slot that you can keep, and this fish, I believe, was 20 and a half inches. So just missed it. Missed it by that much. But it was fun. We still had a good time and good conversation and had some laughs, tried a few different spots, and just didn't pan out to be a non-fire day, but man, the weather was nice. I mean, for late January in Minnesota, couldn't complain. It was very mild, hardly any wind, and on Mille Lacs, that's a big deal because there ain't nothing to stop that wind. You get a windy day on there and it get uncomfortable pretty fast. But so that was my weekend activities, nothing too earth-shattering there. So for this week's rant, I'm not going to rant. It's actually, I want to give a huge shout-out and kind of let everybody know about this upcoming event that we have with Hometown Heroes Outdoors. And if you don't know what Hometown Heroes Outdoors is, please go find them on social media. Check them out. It's a nonprofit organization, and they help veterans, active military, and law enforcement personnel across the country. They have chapters in a lot of different states. I don't have the list in front of me, like all the states that they're in, but they get them out and they do outdoor stuff. And it's not always fishing and hunting either. It can be, you know, camping or, you know, whatever it is. It's just to get kind of people outdoors. And they do really, really good work. And we formed a really good friendship over it, talking with, you know, Tony and Andy Graff. And hopefully that friends list expands. And one thing I was able to do is help facilitate this meeting between Minnesota Made Outdoors and Hometown Heroes Outdoors. And they have come up with a huge event that we are doing on Green Lake the day before the tournament. We're going to have a bunch of teams out there of veterans and active military and law enforcement. We're going to do a little contest. We're going to do a mini tournament out there. And I got to give a shout out to Paul Gazzoni and Jake Kuchemeister of Minnesota Made Outdoors. Dude, you guys have done an outstanding job of lining up some phenomenal sponsors for this and some great prizes. Like, this is going to be stupid. I think I saw a message that Jake posted, something like over $2,000 of prizes to be given away. It's going to be awesome. It's going to be a ton of fun. So if you guys are in the area, Green Lake is between Isani and Princeton. Come out and hang out. You know, thank these guys for their service. Stick around for the weigh-in. It's going to be a ton of fun. But lots of stuff out there. Traeger Grills is going to be out there. I'm just going to run down a list here real quick. I hope this is all of them. I know I kind of hit Jake up and he was busy. He couldn't give me the full list. But so we got Traeger, Clam, of course, going to be out there. Kenders, Thorn Brothers, Von Hansen's, which I assume is donating some meat to cook on the Traeger Grills. That's going to be awesome. Yeah, we're going to be feeding people. Della Bay Custom Rods, Hogsback Custom Rods, Ace Custom Rods, All Surface Custom Rods, J. Clark Creative, Shields, Thunderstruck Exteriors, Sven Sleeves, Icewell Livewell, Artistic Vision Fish Taxidermy, Freaks Custom Jigs, Venom Outdoors, Vexlar, Hank Specialties, Dan Rawlings Real Estate Team, which, by the way, Dan Rawlings is a competitor in the Minnesota Made Outdoor League. So that is super cool. And he's donating a two-day turkey hunt with lodging and $500 in gift cards for first and second place. So that is so cool. Yeah, there's going to be a Traeger grill to be raffled off. Hey, I wonder if I can buy. Can I buy raffle tickets? I wonder. I could use a Traeger grill. Oh, I totally undersold this. I said $2,000. Yeah, so I just got the bottom of this text from Jake. $8,000+ of total prize value. Holy crap. And breakfast pizzas and smoked brisket, mac and cheese, hot chocolate, all provided by Traeger. So I really want to thank all the sponsors for coming out and doing this. And, oh, yeah, by the way, Dave Gens is going to be out there too. And if you don't know who that is, he is the godfather of ice fishing, dude. He put, like, ice fishing on the map. If you get a Vexlar and you get the little blue box that holds it, that's called a Gens box for a reason. Yeah, he's got jigs named after him. On everything, he's been like in every magazine you could possibly think of. This dude is the man when it comes to that. So I'm hoping, well, I am going to meet him, but I'm hoping that I'm going to bring my podcast equipment with me. And if we can carve out even 15 minutes, if he can give me 15 minutes, dude, I would be so pumped to get Dave Gens on this podcast. That would be amazing. That would be super cool. So that's I'll give you a little teaser rant. Here's what I was going to talk about. So last week, it's just the American news cycle. Like, it just travels so fast. This was like such a hot button thing. I saw articles shared left and right. And then, like, this week, crickets. It's just how it is. But so the Trump administration rolled back some protections, some clean water protections. And I've been seeing all sorts of outrage on, you know, from the left and pretty much nothing from the right. And so for next week's, I'm saving. I was going to do it this week, but honestly, I didn't get time to really research it. And I want to give you guys a really well thought out and informational rant on that, and find out, you know, where kind of my opinions lie on that. So, you know, I really do my best to look at these issues objectively. I don't pick a team. I'm not on Team Trump. I'm not on Team Anti-Trump. So this isn't going to be a Trump bashing thing. It's not going to be a pro-Trump thing. I'm going to look at, you know, I looked at it a little bit last night, and it's unfortunately journalism in this country right now is just horseshit. And I couldn't find like a balanced article. Every article I read had a definite spin on it, either pro or anti-Trump. So it's like, can I just get to what the law says and what it actually does and what it actually could or couldn't do without your opinion mixed in? So that's my homework for this week. I'm going to dig into that a little bit more. So next week's recap and rant, hopefully I will be, I'm sure I will be, recapping this awesome event on Green Lake with Hometown Heroes Outdoors. And then if all goes really well, I can share another story of victory on Green Lake for Sunday. That would be amazing. Because as we stand right now, Joel and I are in second place, but we are still 5 points back from the leaders. So we have some serious work to do if we're going to make this team of the year thing happen. So quick reminder, everybody, to like the podcast, subscribe, rate, review, and share it, if you will. A lot of guys have shared it this week, and I really appreciate that, guys. It's so much more effective when it's coming from you guys than from me. When I share it, you know, on all the different outlets, I'm sure it gets lost in the weeds. You know, the people that support it already support it. They can only support it so much. But when you guys share it with your network, you're reaching people that I can't reach. And that just really helps the whole thing grow. And hopefully I can continue to give you varied and great content, because that is why I started doing this in the first place, and I'm really digging it. And a quick heads up, the ice fishing talk, it won't come to a complete halt. I'll just have to rely on other people. But as of next week, I think the 5th, whatever that first Wednesday in February is, I will be venturing down to Arkansas, where I'm going to start my stint of guiding for snow goose, spring snow goose hunts with Premier Flight Outdoors. So I will. A lot of the weekend recaps are going to be about hunting, snow goose hunting. So, but I'll probably check in with my homies back here in Minnesota, see how, because there's a lot of ice fishing yet to be done up here. And for that matter, wherever you're listening to this, if there's something something cool that happened in your neck of the woods you would like me to include on the recap, send me a message. Tell me what's going on. If there's something in the rant thing that you'd like me to tackle or give me my opinion on, I'd be more than happy to do that. Everybody knows I'm more than happy to give my opinions. Not a problem. Anyways, thank you guys for listening. I appreciate it. Stay tuned. I got some really good guests brewing. So I think you're going to like it. So if you're not subscribed, make sure you're subscribed it. And make sure on your phone you got your settings set to download. Get an alert with the new episodes drop, and you won't miss anything. Oh, by the way, geez, sorry. I know I'm not really rambling. I'm just forgetting things. Don't forget, if you haven't done so already, the Waypoint Outdoor Collective, find them on your favorite podcast provider or app. My stuff will be on there, as long as a ton of other great outdoor content. If you're anything like me, you can't get enough. And I'm always looking for other shows to listen to. So, that's pretty much what I do, is I listen to podcasts. So if you do the same, check out Waypoint Outdoor Collective. Also, they have a Waypoint TV app. I'm on there as well. And there you get a ton of great shows, hunting and fishing shows on there too. So if you haven't done that, go ahead and check out that. That's it for now. I will see you guys soon. And come on out and support everybody this weekend on Green Lake between Isani and Princeton. Thank you for listening to the Full Scale Outdoors Podcast. Whatever your passion, pursue it full scale.